Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
To talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
All football season long, not only will you just be hearing me, but you'll be hearing my guest here on the show. And I'm so thrilled that he and I will be partnered up all football season. Joe Pizzapia is with me here on the show.
Look at us, the gang back together again, baby. Who says you can't go home again, Craig Mish? I don't know. Whoever said that's an idiot, because you can. Here I am back at FNTSY, and more importantly, here I am back with you, which is awesome, man, because you were one of the guys that kind of gave me my start. And the fact that now here we are, like you said, almost 10 years later, still doing this. We must be crazy, but not only still doing it, but still doing it together. I'm very excited as well, my friend.
And welcome back, hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on FNTSY Radio. And we have week three of the NFL preseason underway. And to no surprise, in case you watched some of it last night, and by the way, why did you? The games were dreadful. Now I guess we're kind of understanding why teams are not playing their players in the preseason. It is really incredible. In all of the years that I've watched this, I don't ever recall having less action and less identification of players. And last night was really a good indication why, because even after really needing and hoping that the Carolina Panthers were going to see something positive outside of their preseason by starting Cam Newton, that did not go well. So here's kind of the latest with Cam Newton. He was in a walking boot after last night's game. The anticipation is he's going to be ready for the regular season coming up on in about 2 or 3 weeks, so that there is still is some time for him to come back. But this is the reason why. This is the reason why players are not playing in the preseason. Cam Newton hurt. Their second-round pick, Greg Little, offensive tackle, carted off yesterday. Jordan Reed on the Washington Redskins, another concussion. Rashawn Gary got hurt yesterday, their first-round pick, the Green Bay Packers' first-round pick. Teams just can't afford to lose their guys before the season starts. Now, look, this could happen in any practice. And look, these things can happen even in a scrimmage of some kind. But the bottom line for me is it's starting to make more sense. What doesn't make sense is the NFL still charging full price for these tickets for this preseason. One of two things has to happen. The first thing that would have to happen is they just lower the prices. These poor people, they're buying season tickets for 8 games, and then you're paying full price for the other two. It can't happen anymore. The other part is that they just extend the regular season to 18 games. Now, there was some talk that maybe each player would sit out one of the 18 games or something like that, just to make it equitable. Come on, stop. With the amount of money that these guys make already to play 16 games, you're going to have them play 18 if that's what you want to do. So I get it. I understand it. I wish I had the solution for it. But it is really difficult in fantasy football to lose a player in the preseason. I will also say this. Historically speaking, if you go over the last 10 years, there have been a lot more players injured in past preseasons than there have in this one. And that's a good sign. But the only reason why is because the guys aren't playing. And that's really kind of the bottom line behind what the NFL has become. It has become a league that ignores the fans as it pertains to the money. They don't care. You pay your full price. You go to the games, that's what it's going to cost you to get into a regular into your regular season, you got to buy the preseason tickets too. There were some tickets last night when the Packers played the Raiders in Canada. The like lower level good price tickets were like $200. $200. To see what? To see what exactly? Like, did anybody watch? Now look, the game ended up being like semi-exciting. They played on an 80-yard field. There was something wrong with it, with the goalposts or whatever. Deshaun Kizer was playing. No Aaron Rodgers. Tim Boyle, quarterback of the Packers. For the Raiders, it was the Peterman Glennon show again. Peterman looked pretty good, by the way. If you're not going to have regular season guys playing in the preseason, you can't have it, guys. Can't have it. So my suggestion is make the change. Do it next year. Be done with this already. And by the way, trying to learn things about fantasy in the month of August, that's done too. We're just, what, read all reports from how guys are looking so great in practice? I think there's probably tangible outcomes from about a handful of players all of the preseason and nothing else. Keep your rankings where they are in June and July. You'll have them for September also. We got Brad Ziegler coming up a little bit later in the show. We'll talk more fantasy football here in this hour. It is a Friday, August 23rd, 2019. Good to be with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Manning will be the starting quarterback against the Dallas Cowboys in a couple of weeks, but Daniel Jones should be the one that's starting. Say what you will with the Giants, they're freaking loyal. They can't break up with this guy. I know it's rough. Either way, it's going to be painful, and it's like we're screwing Eli over here after everything he did for us, but it's pretty damn clear. Daniel Jones is better than Eli Manning right now.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
The Morning Line. If you are a Carolina Panthers fan, if you're Ron Rivera, if you're, you got to go, what in the world are we supposed to do now? If Cam Newton, just put him in bubble wrap, leave him on the sidelines. Carolina wants us to believe that it's not going to be an issue. He'll be ready for the first week in September, but this guy's just a walking surgical nightmare.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here. We're going to be joined by Brad Ziegler for about a half hour here on the show coming up. A lot of people have asked me and said, are you prepared to release your fantasy football rankings for 2019? Craig, you have not done that yet on this show. And there's a reason for that. As I've told you many times before, I like to let things percolate. I know that doesn't help anybody who's already done a draft, but for me, my draft is coming up, at least a couple of my big ones are coming up next week. So I thought that we would get the ball rolling a little bit today here on Fantasy Sports Today, and I would provide you with my running back rankings for 2019. So I will give you my top 10 running backs here for the fantasy football season. So save this on your audio file. If you're listening on demand, you've got it. If you're podcasting it, great. Save it, keep it, and hold me to it at the end of the season. And if I'm wrong, Sean will tell me, or somebody else I'm sure will tell me on Twitter that I'm terrible, which is perfectly fine. I don't mind that. So a couple of quick notes here before we get to the rankings. I want to go over a couple of important things that I want you to know. And these are kind of keys that I've subscribed to through the years. And again, I've won a lot of fantasy football championships in my day two, done pretty well in terms of monetarily as well. So here's kind of the way that I look at it. Now, this is, I'm going to strictly speak to PPR leagues here on the show today, because I think that most people at this point are either playing in a 1 point PPR or a half point PPR. I think most of you are by now. If you're not, look, to each his own, but I do think that that adds a little bit more fun, intrigue, and an element to the game that I think is important. So here are some keys for me. First key for me is that if you're playing in a 12-team league and you are doing a live draft with your buddies or you're doing it online, however you're doing it, make sure you get a minimum of 5 running backs in your fantasy draft. It is not enough to have 3. Most likely, it is not enough to have 4. You probably should have 5. 6 would even be fine too, but 5 gives you basically 2 starters on a week-to-week basis. Your number one backup, who you probably could use as a flex, that's 3. You absolutely have to have a handcuff or another option of some kind. And then the other key for me that I always will do, and I'll do it every year. Last year for me, didn't work. It was a failure. A couple of fantasy leagues, I ended up taking rookies at running back. And for whatever reason, 2018 was the year of the non-rookie in fantasy. But I will always try to grab a lottery ticket at some point in my fantasy draft. Always. Because you just never know when these guys are going to end up helping you win a league. And it may not happen in week one, two, three, or four, but come week five and six, when everyone's scouring the waiver wire, there's no need to do it anymore. Everyone has the data. Everyone has the information. There are no sleepers anymore. When people say, I have a sleeper for you in fantasy, everybody knows about these players now. Everybody follows the NFL draft. And so take these guys in the draft at the end of the draft. Stash them on your roster, especially if you have a deep bench. Don't wait for the waiver wire the following week when you lose a guy to bring somebody else back onto your team. It's not necessary. You have it. By the way, some lottery tickets, some good ones for you. Obviously, David Montgomery, everybody knows about him by now on the Bears. No question about that. He's not even really a lottery ticket at this point. He's going too high. His ADP has jumped up to like fourth round value, third round value. So you're aware of him by now, I'm sure. Also, Justice Hill has started to gain some love here a little bit. Didn't look great the other night, but it depends on how you really feel about Mark Ingram. They also have some other running backs there. But again, a lottery ticket type late in a draft or midway through a draft when all those young running backs start to get scarfed up, take him as well. Alexander Mattison, who we'll talk about a little bit coming up here, is the clear handcuff to Dalvin Cook. He could get, I think, extra looks, maybe more than some other running backs. Darwin Thompson, everybody knows his name by now. It's amazing how 10 years ago you never would have brought up names like this because nobody paid attention. But Darwin Thompson's going to make the Chiefs. Darwin Thompson's probably going to back up Damian Williams. Darwin Thompson could be the starting running back for the Chiefs at some point this season. So him too. And then a deeper sleeper for you, and no one really mentions his name, it's just because I saw him play in college a lot, is Benny Snell. I don't know why there's no love whatsoever for Benny Snell on the Steelers. And if anything should happen, by the way, to James Conner, I understand that they have a decent backup in Samuels, but goal line carries for Benny Snell, not an impossibility. So there could be some touchdown heavy leagues. That could be someone too. And I'm sure that everybody else has their secondary and other running back sleepers as well. But those are some little rules that I subscribe to every year when I do this. I always want to make sure I get a lottery ticket. I always want to make sure I take at least five running backs in a fantasy draft. And then finally, I always want to make sure that if I do take a running back in the first round, I don't always do it, but if I do, I'm handcuffing the guy. I don't care. If I have gone through my draft and I don't have the handcuff, I failed. That's it. I failed. You have to make sure that you find a spot to get that guy in a fantasy draft. So those are kind of the things that I subscribe to, at least to start with. There's a couple of other things that I wanted to get to here and talk to you about my top 10 running backs in fantasy football this year. We'll start off with Christian McCaffrey of the Carolina Panthers. He is my number one guy going into the season. Why? I still would project close to 100 catches. He's going to have over 1,000 yards rushing. He's going to have a number of touchdowns. And until I see anything different from him, he is my number one guy. He's ahead of Barkley for me. And give me the number one pick in any fantasy draft, and that's the guy that I'm going to end up taking. Second, of course, is Saquon Barkley. And I think that you can't go wrong with either of those two. But I'm just being clear, for me, at the end of the year, I'm going to have McCaffrey in more leagues at the one pick than I would anybody else. He'd be my one. Barkley would be my two. Obviously, you have to be a little concerned with the Giants offense. They don't really have a lot of talent at wide receiver. Everyone knows the ball's going to be going to him. Everyone knows that he's the guy. They haven't been able to stop it yet. Will that change this year? We'll have to see. Third overall for me is Alvin Kamara. And that's strictly due to the PPR because of the catches. He had 81 catches last year. I would expect him to have just as many this year or more. Barring any health issues, you know that this guy is going to be in the top five. And he's a pretty safe pick, by the way, because he gets so many goal line looks, not just rushing the ball, but also out of the backfield in that fade. Drew Brees loves throwing him that fade. So he's a top five guy no matter what. I have him at three. Ezekiel Elliott, I still have at four. I think a deal gets done very soon. I think he just basically sits out the preseason. I can't bump him down too low. And there are some reports that they're getting closer on a contract, so I'm not really overly concerned that he's going to miss any time. The only question is, would you put Ezekiel Elliott third if you knew he was signed right now? Probably so. Probably so. But I'll put him at four just for the sake of that as we wait. I got David Johnson at five. It's only a matter of time before David Johnson starts busting off some big ones. This guy was so good a couple of years ago. and then the injury, and then the offense was so bad last year. I think they'll be a lot more creative this year with Bruce Arians. I still don't think they'll be a good team. He is the unquestioned guy there. There is really nobody, I think, that would take his spot. So I love David Johnson at five. Worst case scenario, I think he grades out as a top eight, top nine guy. Le'Veon Bell I have at six for the season. Two games versus Miami for Bell. They were 29th in the NFL against the run. Buffalo was midway against the run, 16th against them. So I'm in on Le'Veon Bell as a top 10 guy. I have him just outside the top five. Nick Chubb closed out the season with two huge rushing games in December. I would expect him to get a ton of value. I got him as my seventh best running back in 2019, so confident in him. James Conner could grade out as a top five guy, but I got to see it again. He's just one of those guys that I want to see him do it a second year, and then I'll put him in the top five next year. Still catches a lot of passes. You know, he takes that five-step turnaround. Roethlisberger throws him the ball. I think that will happen again this year for him. Probably 30 catches, maybe 40 catches for Connor. PPR was an absolute stud filling in for Bell last year. I would think that that would happen again this year. I'm the only one with Chris Carson of the Seahawks in the top 10, probably. I have him as my ninth best guy. He was the most dominant running back in fantasy football in the final month of the season. I love what he brings to the table. He's going to get looks. He's going to get catches. There really isn't a lot of competition there. I'm not in on Rashad Penny. I have Carson in the top 10 for 2019, and I'm done. I'm putting him in there. And then my 10th guy is Kerryon Johnson of the Lions. I think that injury is really the only issue with him, and it is an issue. If he would have played 16 games last season, he would have graded out as a top 7, top 8 guy. But he didn't. I'm not really too concerned, I think, with the injury factor, but that's the reason why he's my 10th guy and not higher. So that's my top 10. As far as running backs are concerned this year, I left out Dalvin Cook just outside the top 10. I think Madison does steal some thunder from him this season. And I left Todd Gurley out of the top 10 because I just simply don't know. And this is coming from somebody who just literally took Todd Gurley in a fantasy league. So that's my top 10. You guys can tell me about your top 10 in fantasy. Let me know. And hit me up if you want on Twitter at Craig Mish. We'll take a quick timeout. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by our friend Brad Ziegler. His rankings have now been out for a couple of weeks. He will tell you who he likes and who he's moved up and down on his fantasy board. Don't forget, like and subscribe to our show. Starting Monday, we talk fantasy football 24/7 with our good friend Joe Pizzapia. We'll take a quick time out. Former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler joins us to go over the landscape of fantasy football. I'm Craig Mish here on FNTSY Radio, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Everybody was thinking Deion Lewis was going to be the go-to guy right out of the gate because Henry the year before really hadn't set himself apart. The good thing this year is that nobody's looking at Lewis, and you can get him in the 11th or 12th round in some drafts even later than that. This is a guy who finished last year as RB27. I don't think he falls too far off of that, because if you can get him in the 12th round, I think he's a good pickup.
Watch live weekdays 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be joined by Brad Ziegler here in just a minute. Week 3 of the NFL preseason is underway. Fantasy football drafts are in full swing. Head over to rotoexperts.com. Check out the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, of course, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings anywhere available on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are having you covered every day. Dynasty, season-long, best ball formats, whatever you need. They give you the edge regardless of what type of season-long fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. Well, Brad Ziegler on the show last week released his rankings 24 hours before he came on the show. You can find him over at Fantasy Pros. You can catch his podcast at The Athletic, and he joins us, as always, here on this Friday for a couple segments to wrap up the week with some fantasy football. Brad, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Looking forward to going.
All right, so let's just break it down. We got games tonight. We got games tomorrow. And we'll get into the whole landscape of what the preseason is in a minute here. But before we do that, and certainly there could be some things we'll learn in the next 24, 48 hours, but what do you think that we've learned in terms of fantasy from the preseason? I know there are probably a couple of things, but it seems to be more or less everything that we thought in July seems to be playing itself out in August.
Yeah, I mean, you know, outside of a few guys, I know, you know, Cam Newton got banged up a little bit last night. I know Jermaine Kearse had a really bad injury, but we haven't seen like the major, like, you know, top two or three round guy go down yet. And that's great. That's great for football because we want the best players on the field. And if Josh Gordon comes back for New England, that, you know, that helps accomplish that because he is an elite talent at wide receiver. We want him to be on the field. We want to watch these guys at their best and not see, you know, teams that are a shell of themselves by week 8. And that's, it's just not as good for fantasy football. It's not as good for just the overall product of the NFL. And so I think you're seeing so many teams rest all their starters, and it's kind of tough to watch because you can't gather information about any of these guys who are kind of the fringe guys. And those are the guys that you're trying to predict to make a jump and get into the top of the rankings, and you're not even hardly getting to watch them play. And so I know we'll get into it a little bit later, but I do think the preseason format should change a little bit and do something to where it feels like the teams are very content seeing what they're seeing in practice and not even worrying about the game action. And at that point, and I don't even know how much money the NFL would even make on preseason because, they're not sold out. They're not, you know, games aren't on TV, and it's just been, I don't know, it's just been kind of boring so far to me.
Yeah, I mean, actually, they are making a lot of money on the preseason, ironically, because even though the games aren't televised, Brad, the local stations make money because they get local ads for when they broadcast their games in the 30 different markets. And then when they sell their season tickets, there's two extra games tacked on there, and those games are full price. So that's the issue, man. And I think that the issue is that you're paying full price for basically a game that you should be paying at least half price for. And I know the game last night specifically, and I talked about this before, Brad, that people were paying $150, $200 to see the Packers and Raiders play, and they got nothing out of that game. I think eventually we'll probably go to 18 games. I know that there was a report last month saying that if they went to 18 games, then the NFL would mandate that everybody misses one game. But I don't see how that's going to work. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. I think that everyone's going to play in every game. So, you know, I know that we were going to talk about it later. We may as well just hit on it now. But I simply don't have the answer. It's a tough one for the NFL, but they certainly aren't going to take less money on their tickets because they're going to lose money.
No, and I'll be honest. I think they would be better off marketing, raise the price for the 8 regular season games to accomplish the same thing, and then market it like, here's your 6, your 8 home games, and then you get the 2 preseason games free if you're a season ticket holder. And it's the same amount of money coming in. It's just the way they distribute it. I think as a consumer, I would feel a lot better about feeling like, oh, I don't even have to pay for the preseason games. Yeah, I'm in. And you know, you can still sell the tickets on StubHub. I'm going to the Chiefs game tomorrow night, and I was able to get tickets for literally like 2/3 of what the face value is on them. And I kind of feel bad for the person selling them because they're just eating a bunch of money for a game that they wanted nothing to do with. And I'm going to, you know, I'm hoping to at least watch half of a game of the Chiefs starters. It sounds like they're going to play. And if they do, then I will feel like I got my money's worth and probably leave in the third quarter.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I wouldn't count on that. Based on what's happening here, I wouldn't count on that. Teams are changing their minds. And by the way, and let's also be transparent with this, Brad, you're going to a game, one of the best teams in the NFL, one of the best football markets in the NFL also, okay? So that's kind of an anecdotal little bit because there aren't 25 other teams in the NFL that you even have to pay 2/3 of full price for tickets. In fact, back in the day, it was pretty much a known fact for a lot of people. They would have their season tickets. Everybody knew somebody that had season tickets. And then they would hand you the freebies for the preseason. I'm not going to go to these. And you'd feel like, wow, I really got something special. Now you can't even give them away in like 20 cities. Like, nobody even wants to go. Of course, they want to go in Pittsburgh and Kansas City and Green Bay and some of the places where they sell out tickets all the time. But it is really it's a really tough sell, and you're right about the Newton injury. That just stamps home the point. We've had so many injuries through the years happen in the preseason, and it's ruined the league. It's ruined fantasy, and you don't want to see it for sure. Okay, so let's dive in real quick. I know you did your rankings last week here on the show. I would love to know if anything has changed for you since last week, because you said that you were going to be fluid with this right up until the 10th. So has anything changed at all?
The biggest one it would be I've got Andrew Luck back up in as my number 4 quarterback. And so I was very leery last week. They were being very, I don't know, cautious with what they released about this. And it just didn't sound good. And then you see him moving and you see him throwing a little bit. And it's like, you know what? I don't think he's that far away. And he might actually, you know, be able to play if the games were today, if it was a regular season game. So and to know that he still has, you know, 2.5-3 weeks left. I think he's going to be fine. Even if he misses a game, I would still put him that high because I think his you know, he's going to have a good year. He's got weapons all over the place. He's the biggest change for me. I still think Ezekiel Elliott is going to be back by week 1. I think that somehow gets done, but it doesn't even sound like the Chargers are talking to Melvin Gordon. And everybody kept asking me, that was one of the biggest questions everybody had for me in my rankings. I say questions as a way of putting it nicely because I was basically getting ridiculed.
Of course.
Why is Ezekiel Elliott number 3 and Melvin Gordon number 48 or 49? And it's honestly because I honestly see Melvin Gordon playing half the games this year, assuming that we all understand the contract status correctly. I see him playing half the games. And in half the games, I don't think he climbs into the top, you know, 2 or 3 tiers of running backs or 2 or 3, you know, but I don't think he's an RB3 by the end of the season when you look at total points. So I do think in the second half, if he's going to come back at some point, he's going to be a league winner. And, you know, you're not drafting him in the first round when you got to wait that long. I put him almost in the same boat as Kareem Hunt right now.
Yeah, I think that's a great example. That was the name that I was thinking of, is that Kareem Hunt is going to be a league winner, maybe for someone. I think it would require Chubb to not have the season that I think he's going to have. I just illustrated that in my rankings. But I think clearly you get somebody back for week 9, week 10. And we've been playing this game with Josh Gordon, by the way, for years, where he's like suspended. You think you're getting him back. And Gronk's been hurt. You think you're getting him back. But you're right. I mean, that's the kind of guy that can win a league. But you're also counting on at that point Eckler not playing well, essentially. You know, I mean, that's part of the equation too, is because you bring that guy back into the mix. It's a really fascinating question, though, especially for him, because, like, for example, Brad, I don't know how you feel about this, but like, what would have happened if Le'Veon Bell 12 games in decided that he wanted to play last year. Connor was a stud. You know, Connor was amazing. I mean, do you think they would have sat Connor at that point last year?
No chance.
Right.
Yeah, no chance. I mean, he at best, you know, they're probably splitting carries because it would have taken Bell a little bit of time to get acclimated. You know, one thing people don't understand, when a guy comes back that late, and when it's one thing if he's been present, been at camp and has kind of seen everything. If Melvin Gordon is just basically missing in action, he's missing out on all these new plays they're instituting, and they institute things week to week. It's not just like, here's our playbook for the year, this is what we're going with. They are constantly adding new things, and that's going to take a while to get caught up. And especially when you have these complicated offenses like Pittsburgh ran, there's no way Le'Veon Bell could have just jumped in and played right away. He would have been limited on the playbook, and granted, he still would have had an extensive playbook, but not. It might have changed the synchronization or whatever of the offense there, because they had gotten so used to giant James Conner's running style, James Conner out of the backfield, you know, Brown and Juju doing their thing. And then all of a sudden you put Le'Veon Bell in there and it changes every dynamic. He runs differently than anybody else in the NFL. He's a way better pass catcher than James Conner, even though Conner is adequate. You know, Le'Veon Bell's elite, and it changes the whole dynamic of the offense. And I think it would have taken a while to adjust. And so I don't think they would have just thrown him in there for 30 touches a game at that point.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And yeah, the attitude factors in, and certainly there's a lot of that going on in the NFL as well. No doubt about that. All right, so let's do this. We're going to take a quick timeout, but we're going to keep Brad with us here for another segment. And there's a couple of questions that I want to ask him, which is specifically now that he has done several drafts. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but there have been a lot, so we'll talk about that. And then he and I last week participated in a guillotine auction league, which I want to review real quick and get your thoughts on how you did, how I did. And then we'll have a preseason preview. Brad said he's going to the Chiefs game tomorrow, so we'll talk about that game, as well as some of the preseason games tonight. So we're listening to here Brad Ziegler on FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the show. Don't forget, you can always download this show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by using the iTunes or Google Play apps. And if you please like it and subscribe to it, give us 5 stars as well. You can also listen to us on Stitcher and audioboom.com. Quick timeout is here. We'll be right back with more of Brad Ziegler talking fantasy football, who he has the most of, and also how we did in our fantasy league last week. Don't go away.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. 20 minutes left in our show today. Top of the hour, we're going to turn it over to full-time fantasy, Adam Bronis and Dr. Roto. So many people are drafting in fantasy this weekend, and of course, next weekend is the big fantasy weekend. Don't forget, you can catch me again on Monday. Joe Pizzapia will be my co-host on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Brad will roll on with me on Fridays throughout the early part of the fantasy football season. All right, so Brad, how many drafts have you done? And let's, it's a two-part question. How many drafts have you done, and who do you have the most of this fantasy football season?
All right, so if you count best balls, I've done probably 40 to 50 best balls, and I'm in several going right now, actually, as we speak. But seasonal leagues, I'm in two different leagues that are seasonal leagues, and I'm in four dynasty leagues. So it's kind of a unique dynamic with the dynasty because they're primarily rookie drafts. Three of the four leagues are rookies only in the draft, and then one of them is all the free agents are mixed into the draft too. So it's it's been a lot of fun. But I would say right now, at least in the seasonal leagues, the three guys that I have the most of, I would go running back would be Dalvin Cook. I'm all over Dalvin Cook in the second round. I think the opportunity in Minnesota, they say they want to run the ball more. They didn't really, they brought in Madison, and all reports are they like Madison. But Madison, in reality, is just a really good handcuff. He's not taking work away from Dalvin Cook if Dalvin Cook is healthy. But Dalvin Cook has had some health issues in the past. They lost Latavius Murray in free agency, so they needed to fill that backup role, and they apparently found a guy they like. So, but I'm all over Dalvin Cook in the second. I've gotten Christian Kirk in almost every single draft in the seventh round. It's been, I truly believe in at least the first year of this offense in Arizona. Everybody knows how high I am on Kyler Murray. I think Christian Kirk was leading that team in targets in the second half last year as a rookie. And I feel like as long as he's healthy, he's only going to take a step forward. He's now back into an offense that he's very comfortable in. And I think it's just going to be, sky's the limit. I see him as a potential wide receiver too, almost as a floor this year. If that offense does what anybody thinks it's, even potentially capable of. Then at tight end, I've got Mark Andrews in the 13th round in probably three-fourths of those leagues. I really like Andrews. I think he's going to take a step forward. He's got an obvious connection with Lamar Jackson. The main drawback with him and why you can get him in the 13th is because, number one, Hayden Hurst is still there, and you don't know. I mean, they don't want to just throw away a first-round pick, so they're going to try to work him in some way. But also, number two, that's not a super pass-happy offense. I mean, if anything, you would say it's extremely run-heavy. And so there's just not a ton of volume there. But Andrews was great after the catch last year. He reminded me so much just watching him of George Kittle. And he just didn't have the volume that Kittle got in San Francisco last year. But when he catches the ball, he's so dynamic athletically for a guy that big that he's just a giant mismatch once he gets into the secondary. So I that's a guy that I really believe in is going to take a big jump forward this year.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you bring that up because some of the seasonal projections for the Ravens, have them number one in the NFL in overall total rushing yards with like 2,000, meaning that's like you know, almost 1,000 for Ingram, maybe 700-800 for Lamar Jackson, and then who knows, maybe Hill gets involved with 200 or 300. So yeah, I mean, that doesn't leave a lot at all for the passing game. If that ends up being the case, we don't know. You know, you just kind of you hear things and you go with it. But yeah, I mean, a 2,000 rushing yard season means no 1,000 yard receiving season, that's for sure. Maybe 400, 500 from the tight end. But look, these are just projections. You don't know how things will play out for sure. Okay, so last weekend, you invited me to participate in a guillotine league, and it had some pretty heavy hitters in terms of fantasy in there. So I was very excited to do the league, and I talked about on Monday a little bit how I performed. And aside from the league, and we could talk about what happened and the length of it and all that, but aside from that, man, I thought I did very poorly. I thought that this was one of the worst performing drafts for me that I've ever been in. I'm used to doing auctions. I've done auctions with football. I've done auctions with baseball. But my plan went to crap like right at the beginning of the auction. I didn't go for any of the big guys. I didn't get any of the big guys. And then at the end of the draft, the worst possible thing you can do is leave money on the table. And I left way too much. So I hate to say it, but that's how I saw it. I did terrible. And basically, I just said at one point, Brad, I am taking the most risky guys in order to try and win this thing because that's my only shot, and I went with Gurley and Gordon, and that's the kind of the way I did it.
Sure, and I you know, I could totally respect the strategy, and Gurley looks great right now. Like, there, I mean, it's not a matter of his talent; it's just a matter of if he's going to last all season. Where, but in this league, the with the guillotine format, for those who are not familiar, we have 17 teams in the league. Each week, the lowest scoring team is eliminated from the league, and all their players go into the free agent pool. And so it's basically just survive. Just, you can be the 16th team in scoring that week, and you will still advance. And then you have a chance to make your team better on the waiver wire. So I like the Gurley pick a lot. The thing that surprised me, and it is a super flex league, but it surprised me how much the quarterbacks were going for.
Me too. And that's why I failed. I failed miserably.
Yeah, I had tried to budget, you know, kind of a what I thought would be a decent quarterback at $15, and I ended up having to spend $28 on Ben Roethlisberger, you know, who's like, you know, a second, you know, a QB2 for me, even if he, you know, he's got some upside for sure just with passing volume, but that's not a guy that I wanted to spend $28 on. But at some point, you know, I felt like I got Marcus Mariota with $8, and who, you know, there's reports about the possibility of Ryan Tannehill starting this year.
Yeah.
So if that happens, then I'm completely screwed unless I can grab Tannehill on the waiver wire and at least give me a second quarterback. But it was a challenge to, when there's 17 teams and you think about the top 17 quarterbacks are starting for somebody.
Right.
It changes the whole dynamic. And then there were teams that went after two or three quarterbacks right away, and it really depleted the pool. And so, you know, this was not the typical you can wait on quarterback and be fine draft. You had to go and get somebody, and you know, you went and got Eli Manning and Case Keenum and Dwayne Haskins for your, you know, your backup, whoever's starting there in Washington. I think at this point, just the fact that you have two warm bodies at quarterback is a good thing, because there are teams, when you have 17 teams, you cannot have every team having two quarterbacks.
No.
It's just mathematically not possible. So to grab the second quarterback, I thought was probably the best move you made, even if it's Washington's guys.
Yeah, it was just salvaging the draft at that point. I even tried to bid on Daniel Jones, and I didn't get him. And that was the other thing, too, is that, I mean, I'm not going to ever blame it on the software, but I definitely clicked a couple of times and thought that I got a bid in, especially one time on Tyler Lockett, and I didn't end up getting him, and I put in for more, and I clicked the button, and it didn't happen. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, now I am in really, really big trouble. But, yeah, like, my two quarterbacks will be Manning, and they'll be Keenum. But the one thing that I will say about this, Brad, in terms of the guillotine format, the reason why I'm okay with everything is because of that fact. I feel like that saves me. Because if fantasy football is lucky, and we know it is lucky, and I don't have the best team by a long shot, probably the worst team or close to it, if I can survive, Brad, the first week, and that's all I want to do here. It's like a survivor pool. If I can survive the first week, I know the player pool is going to get a little bit better the next week, and I can make my choice. If I want, I can use all my fab bid to take the best player on somebody else's team in week two. If this was a season-long league with doing nothing, I'd be dead. I may as well just burn my money, but that's my only saving grace, I think, in this thing.
And what's interesting is in talking with the guys that I've talked to, almost every single person feels the same way. They're like, not so much about like, I just have to survive week one. I don't know how many people even grasp the dynamic of that, but which I hope not very many do. But that being said, there are a lot of people who are really frustrated with the team they ended up with. And it was a huge challenge. I've never done an auction like this, a 17 team. I mean, I can't imagine doing a draft with 17 teams. I mean, auction's the only way to go in this format.
It has to be, yeah.
But it's, you know, like you said, it was a long auction. We got off to a 25-minute delay because one of the owners couldn't get in. Couldn't get into the team's account because he was listed as a co-owner and they didn't have drafting capability. And so, I don't know, it was a mess. And then, you know, then Jeremy Hellickson, I don't know if you knew this or not, he was in the middle of pitching a rehab game while this was going on. And so he was on auto for part of the time. Then he would come back, you know, whenever he had his breaks in between innings and like had time to check his phone, like that, you know, they didn't care. And he told them how important it was and stuff, but it was crazy how, you know, the dynamic of everything. And it made everything very frustrating at times. And I walked away from it being like, I could very much see me being the team that is eliminated week one. And then I've heard that from like 8 other owners. They're like, my team sucks. I might be the team out in week one. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't feel so bad then.
Yeah. The other part of it for me is as I was starting to fail and my strategy was starting to change. And as I mentioned, I went for Gurley and I overspent on Gordon big time. Like as it was going on, Brad, I said, you know something? If I am going to last in this thing, let me get some guys on late bye weeks. Let me just stack everybody on week 9 and week 10 bye weeks. And so I don't have anybody off, at least for the first few weeks, if I can get through this. And really, when it's guillotine, that's the word. I mean, this is really a survivor fantasy football league for sure. And I don't know how I'll do week one, but I certainly am very thrilled that I have two starting quarterbacks going in week one for sure. All right, Brad, well, tell people a little bit about your rankings and where they can find them. And I know we'll talk again next week here on the show, but give people an idea where they can locate these every week and take a look at how you're changing them.
Yeah, sure. So they're going to be on Fantasy Pros. I know on Fantasy Pros, you've got to, you know, select multiple experts at the worst, so you can't just see mine, but I will tweet them out. I'll try to get screenshots and people, you know, if you want to track, I'm not going to show like how much I moved guys or anything like that, but if you want to track from week to week, you know, the bottom line is this week and next week are draft weeks in fantasy, so these are the two important weeks where people are going to either buy into what you're doing, and if they have a good season this year, then great, and if not, then they're gonna forget you even did rankings next year.
Yep, that's definitely true. Well, I will be looking forward to those. And Brad, thanks again for coming on the show, and have fun tomorrow night at the NFL game. Appreciate you doing it.
Sounds good. No problem, man. We'll see you next Friday.
All right. That's Brad Ziegler. You can follow him on Twitter at Brad Ziegler. Arguably, I think the only player, former player in Major League Baseball, posting his rankings in fantasy football for you guys every week, and does a really good job. You can tell just how passionate he is about it, participating in 40 fantasy football leagues between best ball and regular leagues. All right, let's take one more time out here on the show. We can't end without a little exit velocity. We'll have that coming up next, right here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. Don't go away. We end the show in exit velo style.
Game time decisions.
Patrick Chung, how you doing? Charges? You're innocent until proven guilty, right?
That's the thing. Like, Goodell might have to wait till the court's decision. So, you know, Robert Kraft and the Patriots, they are very crafty. So I think in the court, you just kind of, you know, you have a preliminary hearing. You delay, you get through the season. So Goodell can't really do anything until, I guess, the magistrate or the court say guilty. Or, you know, but who knows?
Watch live weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
The window.
One thing about the Patriots, they will overcome it. They overcome Edelman suspension, Brady suspension, Gronkowski missing time, Josh Gordon missing time last year and the rest of the season due to injury. It doesn't matter. This team just rolls on. It never matters. Chandler Jones gone, Richard Seymour back in the day gone. They just keep turning over the roster. The only constant is Belichick and Brady and Edelman to a lesser extent, but they keep rolling.
Watch live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today here on the show. I know a lot of you guys are going to be drafting this weekend for sure. I don't think I have any drafts lined up, so to speak. I'm going to the Marlins game tonight as they take on the Philadelphia Phillies. I know, sounds like punishment after they've lost six games in a row. Let's end the show with a little exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Velocity.
All right, our exit velocity subject for the day has to be the NFL preseason. We've looked forward to the regular season for so long, and we got Hard Knocks back on the air. That first preseason game, we knew it was going to be crap, but at least it gave us something to look forward to get to week two and week three. And as we get ready to wrap up week three of the preseason, we've still had nothing. We've had a month of football with really no football at all. And so let's just get to this regular season already. Do we still have to wait almost 3 weeks for this thing to start or 2 weeks for this thing to start? I can't wait for the start of the regular season. Just be done with the preseason. Don't make fans pay full price for this. Figure out a better way and definitely bring up the entertainment value. of this NFL preseason. I can't watch the games. I certainly am not going to go to the game. And you see everybody complaining about it. I'm a half-full type of guy. Make it a half-full type of price for everyone. Thanks again to everybody who listened to the show all week. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Sean, for producing the program all week as well. You can catch him today at 4 o'clock Eastern on At The Window. Thanks again to Brad Ziegler for coming on, as well as Matt Modica. Full-time Fantasy is next. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be back Monday at noon with Joe Pizzapia. Talk to you then. See ya.